It is 8:17 Thursday morning, and that means it's time for the social butterfly of social media.
Yes, Stacey knows. She knows where to eat, shop, play, and have a great time. So let's go out on a whim and find fashion in Westchester.
WIM is a new store coming to Mount Kisco, and we need a few more stores at Mount Kisco, just in my little humble opinion. But it's got fashion, and the woman who's opening it worked at Century 21 for 25 years. She's been in fashion forever. And on a whim, she decided to open up a new store at Mount Kisco, and I am super excited about that one.
Pensaco Burger and Beer Blast. That is tonight, right?
That is tonight, and there's a lot going on at Kisco. So I was at the kickoff the other night for the Westchester Wine and Food Extravaganza, as I may call it. And it is a weeks-long activity of food, chefs, wine. And Thursday night is the most fun of all of them. It's the Burger and Beer Blast at Kensico Dam. There are over 30 chefs making their burgers, and they compete for the best burger in Westchester. And you get to taste all the burgers, and there's obviously beer as well. And it is a good time, and I think it's going to be a beautiful night, so get out to Kensico Dam.
Perfect. And Joan London is coming to town.
Good Morning America's sweetheart is going to talk about her life on Good Morning America and surviving breast cancer. And that is at the B'nai Israel Synagogue in Armonk. And that's, I think, during the afternoon from 11:30 to 1:30 on Friday.
I got a chance to meet her once at a luncheon, and she was just gracious and classy, just like you would expect her to be.
Right. I've met Joan a couple of times. My favorite story was when I was much younger. My girlfriend was an assistant of Joan London's, and she said, "You want to come to the studio and watch?" I'm like, "Sure." And I got there, and Joan London said, "I've heard so much about you." I'm like, "Really?
Really?" Well, don't believe everything you've heard.
That's right.
All right, so Katona Museum of Art, they're having their big gala, huh?
Another big gala. There seems to be a lot of food this weekend. This is not a good weekend to start your diet. And they are honoring John Crabtree, and you know he's another friend of mine who owns the Crabtree Kittle House as well as River Market in Tarrytown. And they're going to feature cocktails in the sculpture garden. You know, I've been to a lot of the galas at Katona Museum, and they are a not-to-be-missed activity, just a beautiful place to be. But don't forget about the Grand Tasting at the Kensico Dam as well. So now, after you're done with Katona, on Saturday, you're going to go back to the Kensico Dam because there's more food to have. I'm telling you, I'm never going to be thin. There's truly the festival's signature event. There's tasting from 50 local restaurants, 200 wines and spirits, including locals like Winston's and Zero Azonote, plus cooking demonstrations from the rock star chef Peter Kelly of X2O, and it's going to be a great time. So go out and enjoy the beautiful weekend.
All right, come see me in the chef demo tent. We'll take a selfie.
Oh, good. I'd love a selfie.
And where do people find all this information in one place?
StaceyKnows.com.
Summer starts here. The 100.7 days of